We've made it halfway through the week is what we've done. It's a Wednesday. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Starting to see the branches all along the streets in Colville. Colville Public Works will begin picking up brush, shrubs, branches. Got to be less than 6 feet in length or 6 inches in diameter. The pickup begins Monday, April the 1st. With, when we had some pretty decent weather, a lot of people took advantage of that, did their clipping of the branches and that. They've got them piled along the street. You can do that. Leaves, branches, exceeding the size, grass clippings, pine needles, they are not in this pickup. This pickup is designed for brush, shrubs, and branches. This is not the leaf pickup time. So no rocks, no gravel, things like that, no bagged items. So if you've done some trimming of the trees, you've got some branches, get them piled up along the curb there. And starting Monday, April 1st, the city will begin coming through and picking up the branches, shrubs, and that. Public Works does this for the city. Easter, right around the corner. Kettle Falls Lady Lions, annual event. Big. Lady Lions hosting their annual Easter egg hunt Saturday. This starts at 12 noon sharp. If you're 1 minute late, you're likely going to miss it. They start right at noon, and oh, the kids go fast. This is for kids anywhere from birth through fourth grade. And also the kids are going to be hunting for that golden egg in their section. They'll win a big Easter basket. The Easter Bunny going to be there. They're going to bring the Easter Bunny in on a fire truck about 11:30. So you want to be down there and gather up lots of candy. Going to be down at the old Kettle swimming area. And they do ask that you not arrive before 11:15. You've got kind of a window there. After 11:15, the Easter Bunny rides in on the fire truck at 11:30, and then 12 noon, the Easter egg hunt. Now, here in Colville, the big Easter egg hunt again this year down at the Northeast Washington Fairgrounds. It gets underway 10 o'clock. Again, you want to be there on time. It goes really fast. They've got the 7 to 10-year-olds. They'll be to the back of the fairgrounds. And then they escort the 4 to 6-year-olds kind of to the middle area. And then the 0 to 3-year-olds, they hunt just inside the gate. So bring a bag. And here at the Colville Hunt, you're asked to empty your eggs back into the boxes and bags. The plastic eggs, they'll use again next year. So, you know, empty out the goodies from the egg into your sack and leave them the eggs. That way we'll have plenty of eggs ready to go for next year's Easter egg hunt.
Dream furniture for your dream home. Dreams do come true during the 30th anniversary sale on now at Saunders Furniture and Design. Living room, office, dining room, bedroom. This is the biggest sale of the year and the biggest savings of the year on all American-made brand-name furniture. There's doorbusters, free gifts, a chance to win a rocker recliner valued up to $1,000, plus delivery is available. Also, take advantage of 36 months 0% interest special financing. That's $0 down and 0% interest for 3 full years to purchase all the furniture and mattresses and accessories you deserve, plus 30% off lamps, wall art, and store-wide, up to 50% off furniture. The 30th anniversary sale is on now at Saunders Furniture and Design, Allville, Washington.
All right, we have a regularly scheduled Colville School Board meeting. That's coming up this evening. Now, you can be there in person if you like. The remote option is available. That is at 6 o'clock at the district office, 217 South Hofstetter. It's available on Zoom. If you want the Zoom ID, that all that, you can call them up at the school district office. Give Heather a call. She can give you all the Zoom information of how to log in. If you want to listen in, there's a phone number you can call at the meeting ID. And you'll have a chance to make your comments in person or remotely if you like. Check the Colville School District website if you want all the details, what's going on. Colville School District Board meeting, that's coming up 6 o'clock tonight at the district office. By the way, do want to mention one, a big thank you to the folks down at Grocery Outlet here in Colville. Help making possible. We've got these Easter baskets that we're going to be giving away today and tomorrow, and our Easter cookbooks. Folks down at Grocery Outlet right now, if you are a wine connoisseur, you like your wine, you can save some big dollars. Big wine sale going on down at Grocery Outlet right now. Department of Fish and Wildlife, question of the week. They've got some information about why they don't recommend feeding wildlife.
Hello, I am Grant Samsel, Wildlife Conflict Specialist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife out of Colville. We receive a lot of questions from the public. One such question is, why does WDFW discourage the public from feeding wildlife? This is a great question, as this topic generates a lot of calls and can oftentimes cause more harm than good to wildlife. Feeding wildlife can cause serious health issues for the animals and result in negative consequences to you and your neighbors. Wildlife are well adapted to live in their natural environment without human intervention. Even through some of the harshest winter conditions, wildlife have remarkable abilities to survive and even thrive. Feeding wildlife unnatural food can disrupt these abilities. Feeding wildlife can increase negative human-wildlife interactions and result in unintended consequences for the animal and your community. Some of these consequences include increased risk of vehicle collisions, elevated aggression towards pets and people, increased risk of disease transmission, increased dependency on humans for food, a loss of normal wildlife behavior, and increased damage to private property. Supplemental feeding may unintentionally attract carnivores, such as bears, cougars, and coyotes, that may prey upon the species using a supplemental feed site. Encounters between humans and large carnivores are typically rare, but feeding wildlife creates a potential for an unnecessary and avoidable conflict between humans and predators. This may cause a dangerous situation for people and result in an animal being euthanized. Unfortunately, we regularly must euthanize large carnivores such as black bears and cougars that become accustomed or conditioned to finding food sources near human development. Large carnivores may start feeding on deer, elk, or turkeys near occupied structures. As carnivores become more comfortable around humans, they begin to target domestic livestock and pets instead of their natural food sources. To avoid negative human-wildlife interactions and conflicts, please think twice before feeding wildlife. More information on why it is harmful to feed wild animals and ways you can help wildlife is on our website. Go to wdfw.wa.gov and type wildlife feeding into the search box in the upper right corner of the homepage. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. Thank you.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental 380 South Main for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. The state of Washington, we've got about 7,300 bridges and certainly some disasters over the years here in Washington. University of Washington civil engineer John Stanton says the state has a limited number of bridges that could be vulnerable to what happened to the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed in Baltimore early Tuesday. The kind of great majority of our bridges, kind of like the West Seattle Bridge, despite all of its problems, it's high enough that a ship is not going to hit the deck. And really a limited number of bridges that might be vulnerable to that kind of thing. Stanton does say nationally, the need to repair and replace bridges is quite high. We are living on borrowed time in terms of repairing and maintaining our bridges and replacing them because many of them are just old. Stanton said, but basically the funds are not there to replace them all. Tuesday's bridge collapse in Maryland, that's going to create a logistical nightmare up and down the East Coast for months, if not years. Shutting down ship traffic at the Port of Baltimore, that's a major shipping hub. The loss of the bridge also going to snarl cargo and commuter traffic.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
Over in Seattle, Instacart, a delivery service, they are going to pay $730,041 to settle claims that they have violated Seattle's law that provides gig workers paid sick leave. This law took effect during COVID back July 13th, 2020. Well, the city of Seattle made it permanent May 1st, 2023. Under the city's app-based worker paid sick and safe time ordinance, the Office of Labor Standards Director says the pandemic era gig worker paid sick and safe time ordinance, along with its permanent successor, was created to provide fundamental fairness in the workplace and strengthen the Seattle economy. Under the law, app-based workers accrue a day of paid sick time for every 30 days they had at least one work-related stop in Seattle. Workers who have worked in Seattle at least once in the past 90 calendar days can use the paid sick time in 24-hour increments for any reason covered by the ordinance: to care for themselves or a family member, for a physical or mental health condition, doctor's appointments, to care for themselves, a family member, or a household member for reasons related to domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. And they can take time off when their family member's school or place of care has been closed. And one last thing here on this Wednesday, if you are one of the folks that occasionally go and shop at Costco, getting that buck and a half hot dog or soda combo at Costco is officially becoming a members-only perk. The retail giant restricting food court access in their latest move to ensure that only paying members enjoy any Costco products and prices. A photo getting attention nationwide. It's a sign at a Costco in Orlando, Florida. It says, effective April 8th, 2024, an active Costco membership card is required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. See the membership counter for details. Well, Costco says their food court access technically has always required a membership. However, enforcement of that policy has varied a lot. A lot of media reports in 2020 when Costco expanded outdoor food courts that previously did not require a Costco card. Well, Costco really cracking down. No leniency for non-member visitors. Typically, only active members have been able to purchase products with the Costco cards verified by a cashier at checkout. In the past, you kind of got around that. You could bring two guests. They could browse, sample, enjoy the food court. Non-members would use the self-checkout to make purchases, avoid having the card physically inspected by an employee. That's not happening anymore. Costco's got workers stationed at the self-checkout at a lot of their monitoring points and making sure they match up that membership photo on your membership card against a photo ID. And now Costco going to crack down on the food court, making sure you've got that currently valid Costco card.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Man, late last night, early this morning, I thought, you know, I'm going to have time to talk some more about the solar eclipse. It's going to be a light news day. Turned out, not a light news day. A lot of things to talk about. Colville Crimson Hawks baseball team. Tough Lakeside Eagle team yesterday afternoon. We had that game on KCVL. Lakeside took the 3-1 lead in the first inning and then never let up. They defeated Colville 12-4. 12 runs, 9 hits for Lakeside. 4 runs, 6 hits for Colville. Next up, Riverside on Saturday for a doubleheader. We'll have those games noon and about 2 o'clock. That'll be on the radio on Saturday. Gonzaga women, they advanced to the Sweet 16 for the first time in nearly a decade. They beat number 5 seed Utah 76-66, second round of the NCAA tournament. The Zags, a barrage of three-point shooting in the second and third quarters to overcome an early deficit. They advanced to their first regional semifinal since 2015. Gonzaga won their 36th consecutive game at home. They face top-seeded Texas. That's going to be in the Portland Regional Semifinal. That'll be Friday down in Portland. Men's NC2A tourney. Well, things are going to be busy Thursday afternoon. First game going to be a big one. Arizona taking on Clemson. That'll be down in Los Angeles. Tip off just after 4 o'clock. Followed by Connecticut, San Diego State, North Carolina, Alabama, Iowa State, Illinois. Coming up on Friday in the NC2A tournament, Marquette and North Carolina State, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Houston, and Creighton takes on Tennessee. Well, we're down to those 16 teams in both the NC2A men's and women's tournament. We're going to have NC2A basketball on KCVL. That coming up Thursday and Friday. We start things off just at 4 o'clock. Arizona-Clemson coming up tomorrow. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Auto Repair, your local Nampa Auto Care Center. Provide expertise in everything they do, whether you need a routine service, maybe your check engine light has come on, maybe you need major repair, you can count on them. Colville Auto Repair, they do it right. Make your appointment. Call 509-684-3581. See them at 505 South Main. All right. Might get a little bit more rain today. 46, the high temperature. It's going to be, not all that warm. Had to scrape a lot of ice off the windshield this morning. 34 overnight tonight. More showers on Thursday. Showers, maybe some thunderstorms Thursday night. More rain on Friday, a high of 52. Saturday, time to hunt Easter eggs. 54, the high temperature, but it should be mostly sunny. Mostly sunny on Easter Sunday. Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in Dodge, Ford, Chevy diesel repair and maintenance. You want to find out more about it, give them a call. 509-684-3581. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK.